I'm going to tell you right now, and have friends all over San Angelo, and so especially some of the oil field people. I mean, right. They made some really good money.
We love the oil field people.
Well, but I'm going to tell you, it's hard, especially when you lose a job.
Right.
So, folks, to keep that credit, the reason it's so important is because people that have good credit, no matter how hard it is, I don't care what you say. Well, it was easy for you. No, it wasn't. I don't care who. Right. I don't care if you're Valerie, the banker. It's hard to pay all your bills all the time, every month.
We all go through problems.
Everybody
every
does.
One of us go through financial problems sometime in our lifetime.
And more than we want to sometimes.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I try to tell people when I'm talking to them, it's not as though I've lived perfectly my whole life. And so therefore, you know, we relate with you. We try to help you and stuff. And so just don't be nervous. Always tell me the truth because I'm on your team. I always try to explain that. The realtor and me are all on your team. And well, so therefore, tell us everything.
Everybody.
Tell us everything. So there you go.
Everything that's pertinent to getting your house loan.
Yes, I don't need any extra information.
You say that. Okay. Let's talk about some good things going on. And it is good right now.
Yes.
So I'll tell you right off. For the last, since the middle of 14, we've been at about the same amount of listings.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone up. The prices have actually edged up just a hair. I mean, when I say a hair, I'm talking less than 0.5%.
Right.
So nothing. So it's been just about as stable can be.
Right.
You know, we had a huge fluctuation in the rental market, which is sort of kind of self-adjusted.
Right.
And our rates, which I still believe are going to go up, but they haven't yet.
I still believe it too, but they haven't happened yet. I saw something yesterday and the ticker showed it just to kind of stay the same for the next couple of weeks, which has been unusual because it's either been going up or going down. Like, it's been very volatile, but it seems as though, knock on wood, at this moment, things are kind of steady.
Well, there it's just go. Good. So on your, as far as, the gas prices, you know, San Angelo, a little trivia. I would think the rates would be doing like gas prices and they haven't. If you notice, you go to the pump and it's like, you know, $1.41. And you go the next day and it's like $1.57. You know, what happened?
It's crazy.
Goes back down to $1.39.
Right.
It's
crazy.
Rates
it
have not
crazy.
Done that.
No, thank goodness. As we have not seen that. We've been very, we've kind of stayed in the high 3%. If your credit's pretty good, that's kind of where we've stayed at on the 30 years. Now, that's all. There's so many things that go into everything about getting an interest rate. So when you call me and you say, hey, what's your interest rate? I never say, well, the interest rate's 3.7. I don't do that because it's just so, it depends on your loan to value. It depends on your credit score. It depends. There's just too many things that's included in
and
it.
And your credit score matters.
Yes, it does.
And what interest rate you're going to get.
Yes, it does.
And a 30. Okay, think about something. And I said, I got a 15-year. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, the payment went up about $150 a month, principal and interest, $180 a month.
From what it was.
From what it was.
From what it was.
But I cut off 15 years of payments. Yeah. Added it up. It was over $300,000 if you had stayed there the lifetime of it. But here's the next thing. When you sell a house in 5 years, okay, if you own a 15-year AM, you've actually hit some good principal. You can see something. On a 30-year AM, you're going to go, well, this is almost what I paid, you know, what I borrowed.
Right.
Especially if you've got MIP or PMI on there, you might not have hit any.
Right. But I'll tell you, of the refinances that I've done, I can name on a couple of fingers how many went 15 years.
Well,
and there was a reason. I mean, it was basically they needed the help in the monthly payment.
Well, but here's the next deal, too. And if it's still true, I believe it is. I haven't figured it in a long, long time, but I think it is. If you have a 30-year, so you're going to make 12 payments a year, right?
Correct.
12 months in a year. If you make 13 payments, that's one extra payment.
To principal,
and you need to make sure it's to principal. That takes it to about 18-year payout.
It does assist it a lot. Yeah, and we can show you an amortization when you come in, too. And it does make a big difference. I mean, it really does. Prepaying always makes a big difference. Now, when you get your closing statement from us, it'll say, if you keep the loan for 5 years, this is how much you're paying in interest. If you keep it for 30 years, this is how much you're paying in interest. Prepaying, big deal. Very big deal.
But big deal that you say to principal because they put it in escrow. It's not a big deal. It's horrible.
And you can't get it back.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Valerie, I'm going to jump into my open houses real quick.
That is fine.
Because you know what happens when you start talking?
Then you will run out of time.
Yes, as always. Okay, 1307 Madison. It's priced at $529,000. I'm going to tell you, there's way more money in this house than $529,000. It's got the pool, it's got the cabana, it's got the, you name it, it's got it.
Beautiful area.
Right by Santa Rita School. Cynthia Madell's going to be there. Scarlet Oak, $239,950, new construction. And one of our favorite builders, who would it be? Think real hard.
Tony?
Tony Jones.
Okay. Well, I didn't guess wrong. That'd have been embarrassing.
Well, you know why I like working with Tony so much?
I love Tony.
He takes care of his people.
He does.
After the deal, he says, if you have a problem, you call him. Let me tell you. He said, here's a list of my subs. You call them if there's an issue. If they can't fix it, you call me and I will. I will guarantee nobody's ever called him.
Probably not, because they go back and buy another house for him afterwards.
Lots of them. He builds a good quality home. 1951 Touic for $119,900. And I'm going to be at this one. It's two bedroom, two bath, right in Santa Rita. Cute little house. $119,900.
It's a good price range, too.
Yeah, it'll sell.
It'll be sold this Sunday.
It will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
4221 Harmony Lane. Another Tony Jones house. Kelly Cave's going to be at that one. So,
what's
folks,
the price on it?
$205,950.
Price range, too.
For new construction.
Sell them all this weekend. Come see Valerie.
We
afterwards.
Just listed like five or six really, really good houses. You're fixing to see them and loan apps. That's how good they are. So
cool.
Quick they'll sell. And I'm going to say this. That houses, even though we have like 400 and something in all areas, all price ranges, everybody goes, well, if I have 400 houses to look at, well, you don't.
Right.
If you're looking for a $200,000 house, you're not going to look at a $50,000 house. If you're looking to buy a $50,000 house, you're not going to look at a $400,000 house.
Right. See, and if you can qualify for $100,000, don't go look at $200,000.
Yes,
you'll be disappointed.
Very disappointed. So, or vice versa, go don't look at a $50,000, waste your time.
Correct.
So you want something better. But that's the whole deal when you narrow it down. But I'm going to tell you this. When you go in a house that's priced correctly, it's neat, clean, especially with a new generation, they want it ready to move into. They're not wanting to fix something up.
Right.
You know, like we did a bunch of, go, let's fix it up, redo it. You know,
right.
Get the whole family over there to see how we can get it done cheap enough and blah, blah, blah. It's neat, clean, ready to go.
It sells in days. Yeah, and four or five people are looking at it. Because I will do pre-approval letters or estimates for people. And it's funny because it'll be on the same house four or five times. I mean, so you can tell it's a hot property.
Yes. And it's what happens.
Yeah.
So be ready. Do it right. Okay, back to our loans. I still, you know, the pre-qualification.
Yes, get pre-approved. For sure.
Now, how hard is that now? Is it easier than it used to be?
It's easier, but it can change. I used to say it's not worth the piece of paper it's written on. Okay, and I hate to say that.
Because, don't say that.
Okay, I'm not going to say that.
You just did.
But if you go and change jobs, you go and get debt, it's not going to be worth anything. So just keep everything the same. But yes, no, we can do a pre-approval on the telephone in 10-15 minutes. It doesn't take long.